Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The National Association of Realtors today says that existing home sales plunged 8.6% in November to 4.49 million from a downwardly revised pace of 4.91 million in October. The median sales price fell by the largest amount on record, plunging 13.2% in November to $181,300 from $208,000 a year ago. That was the lowest price since February of 2004 and the biggest year-over-year drop since the index began in 1968. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department today says new home sales fell a fourth time in a row during November, and prices remained below year-earlier levels. Sales of single-family homes decreased by 2.9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 85.78, it's up 58 points. The NASDAQ, 1544, is up just a tick over 12. And the S&P 500 at 879, now 878.69. It's up 7.06.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5.78, down 11 and a quarter on the open. May, 5.93 and a quarter, down 7. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.55, down 14 on the open. July, 5.79, down 14 and a half. March corn opened at 382 and a quarter, up a half on the open. May, 392 unchanged. July, 401 and three quarters, down three quarters. December, 427 and a quarter, up a quarter on the open. January beans opened at 883, down three and a half on the open. March, 888, down two and a half. May, 899, down two and a half. July, 910, down two and a half. November opened at 913, down three and a quarter. January 2010, 922. Down three quarters on the open. January soybean meal opened at $273.50, down $2 on the open. March $274, down 90. January soybean oil opened at $30.80, down 14 on the open. March $31.10, down 15. December live cattle opened at $85.85, down 12.5 on the open. January feeders $93.65, up 27.5. February lean hogs $60.60, down 30. February pork bellies $91.25, down 45 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, hi, good morning, Dave.
Well, we are definitely in the holiday trade mode. What do you make of how the markets trade yesterday and thus far this morning? And can we extrapolate anything from that for the balance of the holiday season?
I think we can extrapolate that we are in a holiday trade, and it's going to be thin with a little bias to probably the upside on evening up on some of the funds. We did see some fund buying yesterday, and I think we'll continue to see some light activity. But I think we're seeing a lot of the traders that have decided that basically it's time to take a holiday, and after the kind of year we've had, a well-deserved holiday, and this is going to create thin trade up there, Dave. Mm-hmm. But a little more strength than what we were probably looking for this morning, especially with crude being slightly lower on the day. down 60 cents on that. And the dollar seeing just a little bit of strength here today. Not much, just up 12 cents that way. One of the things that we do want to consider and look at is, the January crude did dip down to $34, but basically that was in its last few trading days when everybody was basing their pricing off the February contract, and it did hold the $40 mark, and we think that that's somewhat stabilizing to the energy market and looking along that way.
Want to play the other side, though. We did go under 40 today, although we have since rallied back above 40. Are we just testing around here, or do you have concern that 38 and 37 and 35 is still a possibility here?
Like I say, if you were to say that you knew for sure what was going to happen with any of these crazy markets, you'd know you were totally nuts rather than just partially. But we are concerned about that. We are looking at that, and we know that we have to see some stabilization in the energy markets before we can really take this corn and get it surging going back, because we do need some, the ethanol demand to keep the corn market strong. I think there's all sorts of talk about what will there really be a battle for acres and what will happen, and can we get the corn price up here? We've seen, a real drop in fertilizer prices over the last week, and we're seeing, the markets really be hit. We're hearing talk of $600, 1846.0 over here, where just a week ago it was 880. So a lot of differentials in some of these fertilizer prices. And as that goes lower, why more people are going to be willing to plant corn.
We continue to look at that 403 level, Wayne, as an area of resistance. The next time we touch 403, we're going to push through?
It's going to depend on some of the outside markets, Dave, but I think that the idea is if we push on up there after the first of the year, probably the second or third week of January or so, that there will be a little oomph about that point in time from the little enthusiasm that's going to come with the inauguration and some of the new programs that might happen. We continue to hear rumblings out of Washington that the ethanol mandate might be increased to 12% instead of 10. And I think that would be a real boost to the corn market, Dave.
What do you think that would be worth on the board?
Well, I would have to think that would be worth 25 to 50 cents, depending on how we were and how we're rolling along at the time. But I think that that would give an added incentive to keep these ethanol plants rolling and continue to buy corn. We're hearing that right now the Linden plant is not accepting corn up here as far as the Verison plant in Linden. So they're still running. They're grinding out what they have, but they aren't taking any more corn in the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and look at the beans for a little bit, Wayne. And yesterday we got up to, in the 09 contract, I believe 918 area, that sort of thing. And there were some recommendations from people to go ahead and do some selling at that point.
Are you talking about ADM, Dave?
I am talking about ADM, Dave.
Bean, I sent you an email or something over there. I thought that might be. ADM did officially price some beans yesterday at 915 or above for the 2009 crop. Not a bad place to be looking above $9 to price a few beans. If we do actually get the extra acres that Informa is possibly talking about, we know that's a profitable place, not a really get-rich place, but a profitable place to start pricing some beans.
If we get the Informa acres, Do beans, if the crop comes to fruition, end up below $6?
They could easily do that if we would get the kind of acreage that Informa give us on the last report. We don't think that'll come to fruition. We think as we get closer and if the prices would drop accordingly along with it, that there would be a little less enthusiasm. There would be more enthusiasm in the corn market because of the drop in acres, which should help us immensely, especially if we did see the ethanol mandate increased. But basically along the way, if that did come to fruition, it would be very hard in the bean market.
Take a look at the wheat market and tell me what you think about that technically.
Technically, it's been weak over the last few days. And, basically we're looking at the weather changed a little bit. We're not in quite as much damage as far as winter kill as with things, the weather lightening up here a little bit coming across. We're continuing to see tremendous pressure out of the black sea wheat and the feed wheat and that coming into a lot of the areas. Wheat's been in trouble the last week or two, but we're probably going to be getting down towards support here soon, Dave.
Yeah, we're seeing open interest just bailing.
And probably rightfully so. There is nothing really good about the wheat market. We were priced out of competition with the world there for a while. We needed to set back.
All right, Wayne. You have a grand day. Thanks much.
All right. Take care, Dave.
Wayne Nelson, he is with L&M Commodities, and that is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City at 578, down 11 and a quarter. May 588 and a half, down 13 and three quarters. At the board, March wheat 558, down 11. July 579, down 14 and a half. March corn 384 and a half, up 2 3/4. July 406 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. January beans 886 down a half. March 891 up a half. July 915 up 2 1/2. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.